The National Park Service is proposing a ban on domestic goats, sheep, llamas, alpacas, and related animals from Alaska parks. Park Service Associate Regional Director for Natural Resources Deborah Cooper says the issue arose following an incident in Denali National Park last summer.
A pack goat traveling on trails in Denali, and that was one of the first reports that we've had.
Cooper says domesticated farm animals pose a disease threat to wildlife.
The domestic animals, particularly sheep and goats, carry respiratory diseases, pneumonia, a number of parasites, and eczema, some other things that are very, very contagious and can knock out wild sheep and goat populations very quickly.
Cooper says that happened to some populations in the lower 48 decades ago, and the potential impact in Alaska now is higher.
Wild goats and sheep in Alaska are believed to be free of these diseases and have very low resistance to many of the livestock diseases. And we're not just talking about one disease. There is a whole host that are normally carried by domestic sheep and goats, as well as llamas and cattle that can wipe out local populations or have a fairly devastating impact.
She adds that direct contact between animals is not required for transmission of some diseases, which can remain viable in fecal matter in the soil for an extended time. Trekking with animals other than horses is not a popular activity in Alaska, but there are a few enthusiasts.
My wife and I have been using llamas as pack animals in Alaska, including the national parks, for over 30 years.
Philip Nichterline of Eagle River says he and his wife have primarily packed with llamas in Wrangell St. Elias National Park, but have also been to Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve. Nichterline specifically takes issue with the proposed prohibition on llamas, alpacas, and other animals classified as South American camelids.
I've spoken with South American camelid experts on the subject of this disease transmission, and these camelid experts tell me that no one has ever documented the transmission of any disease from a llama to another species of animal, wild or domestic.
Nichterline says he knows of no disease concern-related llama bans on public lands in the lower 48 and believes the Park Service is distorting the risk in Alaska.
If they're not concerned about horses, well, llamas are not ruminants either. So, see, they're lumping llamas in, and I think there's just misguided concerns.
Nichterline notes that the Alaska Board of Game declined to include llamas in a 2012 domestic pack animal ban related to wild sheep, goat, and muskoxen hunts, finding the animals did not present a significant disease risk. The Park Service proposed ban is one of numerous regulations and annual compendiums or compilations of restrictions which are currently out for public comment through February 15th, including at meetings around the state and via a public teleconference January 29th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.